Since 1955, it has been a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care, and where lives are changed. I'm talking about the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. And welcome to Heartline. This is the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. Your host here on Heartline is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
Thank you. Ken Adams, always doing such a great job for us. We appreciate Ken and his commitment to making our conversations here in Jerry Brenneman's office into the radio program we call Heartline. Seem to be stumbling through my words this morning, Jerry.
I noticed that, yes.
Too much time running the track this morning. I'm a little tired, I guess. As we record, tonight we are looking forward to the banquet. Today is Tuesday, September 20th. And the annual banquet is coming up this evening. And so for those of you who, when you hear this, were there, know where our hearts and minds are right at the moment.
Yes.
It's a little bit too late to talk about this year's event, but we're kind of focused that direction in our thinking. But as we talk about Evangel Home, a couple of things came up, Jerry. What's happening now? I mean, we're looking forward to the fall season. There are going to be some events. We're actually not even that far away from needing to consider holiday times, and so we need to be forward-thinking. So let's talk about that a little bit, and then there's an issue right now that's going on as we speak that we want to talk about the principles that are being discussed. So what are we looking forward to this fall?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Jim, after you mentioned that we are recording this the day of our banquet. Once we have the banquet, it seems like the next day is Christmas. So from now till the end of the year, it gets very busy. And one of the, I think, the most incredible events that we have around here is just what happens at Christmas. Not just because of the gifts, but because of the absolute sacrificial, sweet way that people have to show how much they love Evangel Home and the women. And yes, there is an abundance of gifts. Sometimes it's an embarrassing abundance. And we work really hard with the women at that time so that they understand that many of the things they see coming in are gifts for the home, not necessarily for them. One of the things that we have learned is that there is such a wonderful outpouring at Christmas. But some of our women, especially those in the crisis home, that have never had anything freely given to them, their survival mentality has an element of impulsiveness. I can't think of a better word for greed. That's such a negative word, but a selfishness. And I think people who have survived for so long with very little and never knowing where that was going to come from, when they see an abundance, they've kind of developed a hoarding mentality. Because if I don't get everything now, I might never have it again. So that very generous outpouring during the holidays, we have learned to counterbalance with the anti-greed talk and to prepare the women for what's going to happen to them and for them. And I remember the first year I was here, Jim, seeing that and thinking, why aren't these women all grateful? Well, most of them are. But then you have some that they see stuff come in and they think, where is it all going? I don't see where it's going. So therefore, it must be being stolen.
Wow.
So
because that's been their experience in life.
That's been their experience, that they have been used. They have been toyed with, that everybody in their life, it's been what's in it for me kind of thinking. So even though they don't necessarily want that, that's what's happened to them. It's that whole survival instinct. But with that, then, there comes a wonderful pivot time where you tie that into the sacrificial giving of Jesus and that the Lord of the manger is indeed the Savior of the cross. And there's nothing that makes that more concrete, I think, than that kind of giving at Christmas. So we have learned to protect the women from what's going to happen to them, that they're not even aware that's going to happen to them. So to stand there and say, you're going to be so blessed at Christmas, but this might happen to you. Well, they're just, are you kidding me? That would never happen to me. Because they don't even want to hear it. It sounds so bad to them. So that it's almost like a vaccination that we can inoculate them against what might happen.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic, given the point of reference, what these women have become accustomed to, most of them, nearly all of them, from their backgrounds and the whole attitude of scramble and,
yes,
and all that
right,
to survive.
Scramble and survival.
Just anticipating, if I may, and I hope I don't tread on anybody's feelings about getting a running start
at
this.
We'll find out.
But thinking ahead, Thanksgiving, Christmas, et cetera, turkeys.
Oh, yeah,
turkeys. Turkeys.
We love turkeys.
Yeah.
Without turkeys, I mean, this sounds like the craziest commercial, but without turkeys, we couldn't fly, basically. Do turkeys fly? I'm not even sure. We get such an abundance of turkeys in particular during the holidays that we're able to stock them, to freeze them. They stay in the freezer, and we use them, you know, through most of the year. And I remember last year getting down at this time of year, looking in that freezer and seeing that we had two or three turkeys. Mm-hmm. And so putting out the turkey call, and people always respond to that. And I know at the holidays, different supermarkets say that if you buy a certain pound of turkey, you get a free one, or you get money off on the next one. Think about places like Evangel Home when you're shopping at the holidays.
Yeah, because it really does make a difference year-round. Okay. We get normally plenty of turkeys, stockpile them, and they, like you say, become a staple of the food preparation the rest of the year.
Yes.
So it's really a really important consideration. All right.
And Jim, I want to say to you, I just said places like Evangel Home. You know, this is Evangel Home's radio show, and this is our place, of course, but I'm thinking this year has been so difficult for so many that I think whatever our listeners are able to do above and beyond for preparing and taking care of their own families, find something to share with. Find some organization that you love. Even animal shelters are desperate for help. So if that's your passion, I mean, don't take them a turkey, but they need so many things. And I think that's the key, Jim, that if each one of us in our hearts knows what we're passionate about, mm-hmm. that we won't cut it out of our budget, no matter how tough things get. Evangel Home is still in the budget of many people. Mm-hmm. They might have had to cut back, but they're not cutting out. And I think every one of us, in order to be that person that God wants us to be, needs to have something beyond ourself, beyond our family, beyond our church, that we give to like that. So,
yeah. Well said, Jerry. Thanks for that. There's something going on down the hall right now. We decided maybe we'll just talk about, without getting into specifics, but there's some discussion, mildly, taking place in another room here at Evangel Home. And, of course, we don't want to talk about people or whatever, but there are some principles involved that are taking place right now in terms of conflict resolution.
And when we see the pictures jumping around on my wall, that's a good sign that there might be voices being raised. But you're right. And again, I'm focusing on the crisis home today. And to remind people, we have two long-term programs outside of the crisis home where women are learning this sort of principle all the time, and you have a whole different dynamic. But in the crisis home, when you have 10 to 12 women, and some of them are some of them are very intimidating. A group we have in here right now, that's how they've learned to get by. They never learn to resolve conflict. They just learn to win. Mm. And in this place, if we get an opportunity to teach anything biblical, that's one of the principles we teach. And Matthew 18 makes it very clear, if you are in a church, what you are to do. But again, what if you're not in a church? Well, the women who come here, we would be that church at that moment. Mm-hmm. So right now, what's going on in that next office? In fact, I went over there to get a woman to come on the show, and the door is closed, and Joe Janelle, our house manager, is in there, and there's two or three voices being raised real loud, and they're not hers. So I'm thinking, okay, she's doing what we practice, what we preach. When you have an argument with one of your brothers or sisters, the first thing you do is try to resolve it face-to-face. If that doesn't work, you go to brothers and sisters or elders of the church. If that doesn't work, you go to the whole church body. Well, we don't do that in this society. Even mm-hmm. in our church culture, we don't do that,
right.
Which in a way is a shame because it's kind of like we can hide from it in church.
Right.
Can't hide from it here.
Right.
So I know Joe Janelle has some women in there right now going through that principle. And the first one would be, okay, nose to nose, face to face, ladies, try to work it out by yourself. I'll sit here and be quiet, mm-hmm. but you try to work it out. That's a shock to them. And then the next step, if they don't work it out, that she would become involved with it, that's a shock to them too, because they're assuming that they're going to get kicked out of here. And we're, again, trying to teach them over and over. When they leave here, what are some lessons they can take with them that mm-hmm. are going to help them? If they have accepted the Lord, and many of them have several times, have they ever learned what that really means? Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's one of those things that we can get sort of cliche-ish yep. about. What does that mean, accept the Lord? Even what does the sinner's prayer mean? I have not found that in the Bible. And I think we can get so into kind of carving notches on our belts. Mm-hmm. This is how many we've brought to the Lord. Mm-hmm. I don't have a clue, Jim, mm-hmm. how many I have brought to the Lord. Mm-hmm. But I know what I want my behavior to reflect. And that's what we're trying to do right now in that office, is that our behavior, our belief, what it means to follow Jesus, has to be reflected in everything we teach the women.
Yeah. Well, it is so critical, I think, that whole conflict resolution and doing it biblically as a parachurch organization, if you will. So kudos to Evangel Home for seeking to be biblical in their conduct.
And, you know, one of the things that we have to guard against is sometimes, and this hasn't happened that often, but there are times when we'll get women who really want to get the staff chasing each other mm-hmm. and have us
Absolutely.
Biting each other. And then we can suddenly, our buttons are being pushed before we even realize it, mm-hmm. not at each other, but at that woman. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly, everything she says, maybe I find myself wanting to take that word and throw back at her mm-hmm. and thinking, oh my, mm-hmm. she just pushed every single button. How did I do that? Mm-hmm. Our goal here is not to win those arguments, but emotionally, sometimes those buttons are pushed. And yes, indeed, you do. You want to kick one of them right in the tail because you're so angry. I did. Yeah. I kicked a chair once in this office. I was so angry. And it was a woman who knew exactly what she was doing.
Absolutely.
And stood there pushing every button, and I fell for it.
They've learned to survive by manipulation.
Yep.
That's the only way they've gotten through to this yep. point in their life and survived.
And it has worked for some of
right.
them. And so to turn that around is pretty tough.
Yeah. We're out of time, Jerry. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. My listening friend, thank you for joining us. And we look forward to our next opportunity to sit down and have another discussion here on Heartline, the radio program from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno can be found on the World Wide Web 24/7 at evangelhome.org. Again, evangelhome.org. That phone number again in the 559 area code, 264-4714, 264-4714. I thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the weekly radio voice, the RV, of the Evangel Home in Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis in the name of Jesus since 1955.